Mic check, mic check.
Hey!
Hey!
Oh, wow.
All right, what is going on, BlurCon?
Yo, yo, yo.
2024! Oh. Man, this is beautiful to see. This
Wait,
is
are
crazy.
We cussing?
No.
Shit, all right.
Oh, man.
Are we really not cussing? I'm so sorry, before you start.
No.
Do your best are we not cussing?
Do Can your best you do your best Rocky. Not to do that today?
All right, bro.
It's my first time coming to Blur.
Yeah.
So like.
Yeah, it is.
Please, man. Let me,
Cleo
let me,
Thomas, y'all.
Oh my God, it's Cleo Thomas.
Cleo Thomas.
That's fucking crazy.
That's Powerline.
All right. So we are the How to Nerd podcast. I go by the name of Cleo Thomas, a.k.a. Mr. Slick Living, a.k.a. Slick James, a.k.a. Slicker Than Your Average, a.k.a. Slick and Morty, a.k.a. Slickito Uchiha, mm-hmm. a.k.a. Klichigo Kurosaki.
Okay.
And
Slick
yeah,
at
man.
Night.
Slick at night.
I like Slick at night.
Yeah, man.
Cleodore.
They threw the Cleodore thing. I can't do that one. But I have two incredible co-hosts on this podcast, and I would love to them for them to introduce themselves.
I'm Roxy Hayes. How are y'all tonight? Very excited.
No AKA.
Afternoon, huh?
No AKA.
Huh?
No AKA.
No, because I'm a normal person. I don't need a long line of...
The
nicknames.
Truth is, we banned her from actually saying any of her
yeah,
AKAs.
Yeah, I can't say anything else.
Yeah, they're bad.
AKA
they're
pro- Big Titty Bitch. Yeah. AKA Wide Twat. AKA. Yeah, we starting. Welcome to BlurCon. Go ahead. AKA Loose Lips. AKA Sopping Wet. AKA.
Okay, all right, all right.
All right, all right.
Oh, she's signing it. Wait, please.
I'm sorry.
Oh, she's
Can
signing-
you sign Sopping Wet?
I'm so sorry.
That's crazy.
I'm so sorry.
Hell yeah. That's crazy.
You can't
and shout out to, what's your name? Shout out to Carolyn
yeah.
for signing Sopping Wet. Go ahead.
Go ahead, Brent.
What am I supposed to follow that with?
Quick
Yo,
intro.
It's Brennan Roshi out here.
Yeah.
It's out here, a.k.a. Brennan Edwards, a.k.a. Yeah. Mr. Producer Face, a.k.a. Droner.
Yeah.
Yeah, Stop. I'm the only professional drone pilot on this team. I'm
oh,
sorry.
That's cool. Clap.
Wow. There's nothing. I had to try to, you know, go
Sopping
ahead.
Wet. You can't wow. follow Sopping Wet.
I should have went before you.
Oh, man. Wow. Make sure you guys follow us on all socials with How to Nerd. We are really, really excited to be here. This is my very first time coming to BlurCon. I've been having a blast literally all freaking day.
Yeah.
Roxy is an absolute veteran. She's been here. Had, yes. She's the one that roped us in. She was like, you have to come. You have
I
to come.
Told
you have
him.
To come. You have to come.
Because
so
we
glad.
Get nasty. And okay. I love, it's my favorite kind.
Oh, my Lord. Today, can we get to our special guest on stage
yes,
very quickly,
please.
Man? I would love to introduce you all to a really, really good friend of mine, an incredible creator, director, writer, incredible gamer as well. He goes by the name of Wesley Was Good Armstrong. Make
yeah!
some noise for him.
Yeah!
Can I do my AKAs?
Yes.
Yeah, go for
yes,
it.
Yes. yes. Okay.
AKA Mr. Short, Dark, and Handsome.
Oh.
AKA Mr. Drop It Like It's Hot.
Pick
it
up
when it's cold. And that's all my AKA.
Yeah. He's shitting on you.
Yeah, mine were the worst.
That was way.
Mine were the worst.
He I just started.
I did it to make y'all look better. You know what I'm saying?
All right.
So before we get into our conversation, man, we would love to do a pop quiz. If anyone, you guys are down for that? Everyone's cool
yes.
with a cool
yeah.
pop quiz? All right. So, Brennan, if you can pass down the markers and the little placard. So here's what our pop quiz is going to be. Seeing that we are at a convention... If we all had our own convention, right, themed after entirely around us, what would each of our conventions be named? Roxy, no. I
Roxy,
know what you're thinking.
Exactly.
Don't do this.
And shout out to our producer over here, Hippie. Say
Hippie! Make some noise for Hippie Go!
Yeah.
Hey, and Hippie, I'm missing, I don't have a marker. Just put it out there. But either way, she's great.
So we supposed to do it for each person?
Yes. Yeah, write down what a theme... Around Division. Brennan would be, around Wes would be,
oh,
around me would
Wes.
Be, and please okay. leave your name off of that one, Roxy.
And while I'm waiting for my marker, I'm just going to let you guys know that this chaos
yeah.
that is going on stage right now that looks like this is every episode of this podcast. There's literally no containing this, but y'all know
thank
Roxy.
You.
I
saw, yeah,
but,
you
oh, thank you, Hippie. So give us 1 second. We're going to do this. This part gets absolutely ridiculous. Roxy always takes the longest, but never... Did you just have that in your titties?
And did... You we ain't got no whole music while we write. I got you.
Do, do, do,
hey,
do,
hey,
do,
hey.
Do,
what?
Do,
hold up. What? Hold up. We at BlurCon.
That's
finna
right.
Get it on. Drop a pussy on his face like a.
Oh God! She's signing that.
Hey.
Hey. Go. 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 All right.
All right. All right.
All right. Was you ready? Now, Cleo, don't look ready.
I'm good. I'm ready to go.
All right, Cleo, go ahead and start it then.
All right, so if you haven't had the chance to tune into the Hot on Earth podcast yet, I guess you wouldn't know each and every single one of our personalities or why we decided to come together as a trio, because we all represent different forms and factors of being a nerd or a blurred. So that's why we are here today. So what people don't know about Brennan is that he is someone who does a lot of deep diving into very interesting topics. And some things, they just aren't appealing to everyone else. And Brennan, yours would be Whale Con.
Yo, okay, I'm with that. I'm with
just
that.
Just whales. Just whales. No one's going to talk about anything else but whales.
I'm obsessed with whales. I know that's random. My original career choice was marine biologist. Literally anything y'all want to know about whales in any way, shape, or form, I know it already. Like, I know it.
Throw a random fact out there.
The random fact?
Random fact.
The largest animal to ever exist on this planet, including the dinosaurs and everything like that, is alive today. It is a blue whale.
Wow.
Nerd!
How do you nerd shame on a How to Nerd podcast?
Blurred.
Fucking nerd. Hey, good shit. Thank you. Yes, I am.
Then is it, like, why did you even ask if we could cuss?
I don't know.
Wes, I'm going to just make your con. It would nothing. You guys would talk about nothing but, like, ISO settings on cameras. That's it. Just that. And if Trunks con. Your entire con would
like
be about
con.
Dragon Ball Z character
He's
Trunks.
The best character in Dragon Ball.
Yeah.
That's fine.
And Roxy. I got a few things written down here.
Oh my
we
God.
Say what?
So, Roxy's themed con. Hentai con.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Bars.
Amen. Rechargeable batteries for my adult toys con. And nipple clamps con.
Nipple clamps.
Nipple
this
clamps.
This is an X-rated
nipple
podcast.
Clamps.
Oh,
yo, wait.
For clamps?
Nipple clamps.
Ah! Yay! Carol!
Look at what? He's like, you did that.
Yeah, I love
okay. that. Sorry, I couldn't
oh,
help
we get
it.
Nasty?
No, we got to go because we ain't got right, a lot of time. So,
yeah. All right, mine's not as fun, guys. For Brennan, I got B-roll con. See?
All right.
I'm with that.
For Cleo, I got Slick Flicks.
Okay.
I'll take it.
And then Rocks, I had like Knock Your Rocks Fest, but I just put Rocks Fest because I didn't know we were going there.
No, it was good. So, you did good.
All right, Cleo, the real question is who's next?
Make it.
Go ahead, Brennan.
You want me to go?
You first.
Yeah, her whole thing, she filled up the whole thing. Like, she even wrote on the handle.
Of course she did.
All right. So I'm going to start with Wes. We got to, which we're going to do today, I believe, is we're going to see this man's work,
yeah.
Which is, I know some of you are here for the screening. We will be seeing that today.
Yeah.
And I already got to see it. And so I'll say this, his is director con because this man does work.
Yeah.
So we'll start with that. With Cleo, this is a callback to I love you first and foremost. You're my homie forever. Don't give me that look. This is a callback to a previous episode of the podcast. Check it out. Like we said, Roxy will probably fill it in, but it's the rich Asian lady con.
Ah, yeah, yeah, because Brennan said that Cleo act like a rich Asian lady. He wearing robes and shit to bed.
But the thing is, he's doing that face, but after I talked about my reasoning, he agreed.
Yeah.
I understood that I can come off as a bougie, old Asian, rich lady. I understand.
Yeah. 100%.
Yeah,
I understand.
And so everybody can do me a favor real quick. Can everybody just do this real quick? Can everybody just do this?
Everybody hands in the
everybody,
air?
Everybody. She's the hands con. Look at that hand. Look how big that is. She's hands con. She's throwing hands at everybody. Her hands are ridiculously big and terrifyingly strong. So, please don't hurt me. Those are mine. Go ahead, nope. Roxy. What you got?
All right. Well, we'll start with was
good.
Well,
here we go.
I didn't make yours that bad. It's short King Con. It's where all the itty bitty men can come together and do things like stand on mushrooms and go in hobbit holes. It'll stand be for on... y'all. Drink out of thimbles. You'll be there. Oh, so that'll be great.
Y'all didn't need to laugh at that.
All right. So for Brennan, it will be...
This is weak. I saw it already.
It will be bitches that love bald boys. All right, so.
Yeah, where they at? Where they at? Where they at? Thank you. Thank you. I'll see y'all afterwards. Pull up.
Wow.
Bald with beards. There's a thing. It's a thing.
So we'll be in the bathroom because it's only four people that will want to go. And yeah, you will be the star attraction. Just shine that shit on up.
Hey, if you like it, that's all you had to say.
Hey, they
if you're
like
part
it,
of the team, just
those
say it.
Six people that yelled. All right, and so for Cleo, that's who had most of the board. All right, so first, it was Can You Hear Me Lightly, which is a con for light-skinned men with big ears. Y'all can
Yo.
Share things like, where do you buy headphones? Where do you...
God damn, Roxy. You got more?
How do you not burn in the sun, vampire? Things like that. And then... it's so much worse with an audience.
Keep going.
Yo, this is...
Then you would have S-Curl Con, for obvious reasons. Then... you have... Rich Slick Con, which was going to the Asian
woman
thing.
Yeah, the rich Asian woman. Yeah.
Because you have money and you like to tell us how you have money and you like to show us how you have money. And,
that's yeah, definitely yeah. not true.
Thank you, Wes. Thank
to
you, Wes.
He don't shit on you because you're also rich. You'll be at that con too. All the rich people tell me. He doesn't do that as we sip out of our diamond cups. And then the last one, it's more for me. It would be hands to throat con. So every man, thank you, with big hands, would go to the, you would be on the stage, it would be a line of big-handed men, and all of us that would want hands to throat, thank you, would line up and that's selling that shit.
What?
I know none of my bald queens out there for me wasn't cheering.
Yeah, right
I just say y'all wasn't cheering for that.
Yes, they She's going to be the first one in line. Hands to throat con 2025. She know.
Help us, Cleo. Please help us.
Make some noise for our pop quiz.
Yeah, hands to throat con.
This is not a nerd.
Oh, my gosh. All right, man. The topic of today's episode is none of the things that you really heard us just joke about. It's not at all, man.
Wow.
Today's topic is more about black directors. Being here at BlurCon and getting a chance to meet so many amazing creatives, you know, we're looking at the next director. We're looking at the next person who's going to start their own franchise, who's already directing themselves, whether that's via social media and their content or in just their day-to-day life. So that's what this whole segment here is dedicated to, which is black directors. So I'm going to give you guys a quick education segment. All right. Everyone cool with that? I'll read this off. Black directors have played a crucial role in shaping the landscape.
You want to read it?
Hell no.
No.
Hell no.
It would be 20 minutes, y'all. No. It's literally like four sentences. It would take her 20 minutes.
Okay. Yeah. Black directors have played a crucial role in shaping the landscape of cinema, bringing unique perspectives and powerful stories to the screen. From pioneers like Oscar Michaud, who navigated the challenges of early 20th century filmmaking, to Spike Lee, Robert Townsend, Debbie Allen, and contemporary visionaries like Ava DuVernay and Ryan Coogler. Yeah. These directors have broken barriers and pushed the boundaries of storytelling. That's right. Make some noise for them.
Yeah.
Their films often explore themes of identity, social justice, and cultural heritage, resonating deeply with audiences and sparking important conversations. With a blend of creativity, resilience, and innovation, black directors continue to enrich the world of cinema, paving the way for future generations of storytellers.
Just here to help, girl. Just
yeah!
here to help.
Make some noise for that.
Yeah! Woo-hoo!
So, open line of discussion. First question I want to ask to everyone up here. You know, the legacy of black directors has evolved significantly over the years. What do you think has been the most significant change in the representation of opportunities for black directors in the film industry? Wes, since you are a guest and you are the director, we're not going to throw to Roxy first. We're just going to throw straight to Wes. Go ahead, Wes.
I would say I guess the question is, like, who have I seen that I feel like is changing the game?
Yes.
I would say for sure Ryan Coogler.
Yeah. You
know, yeah.
He really kicked things off with, you know, Ryan's trajectory is.
No, I'm sorry. Roxy over here looking at me like, yo, he fine. Like, I care.
Ryan's trajectory has just kind of showed us where we can go with cinema from, you know, Fruitvale Station to Creed to then Wakanda Forever and just kind of like really use an independent film to be the launch board for bigger things.
Agreed on that. Yeah. While they're figuring out how to get Spider-Punk's bracelet back on. Yeah, all bad for that. Yeah. Same question to the rest of the panel, man. As far as directors that you've seen in our generation that you feel have helped change or direct the narrative for future up and coming black directors.
Okay. If we're going right now, I'm going Jordan Peele. Like, I feel like Jordan Peele's work is just phenomenal, and it's changed how people see, like, you know, black cinema of new, especially like horror, whatever, right? But then if we're going old, I'm going Robert Townsend.
That's right.
Like,
that's
people right. be yeah. real sleep on Robert Townsend's work. Like, it's very instrumental, even for, like, superheroes and stuff. Yep. Y'all remember Up, Up, and Away?
Yep.
Yeah, that was him. Yep. So it's like a lot of people don't know. There was a Meteor Man. I love Meteor Man. So I just feel like he's super, super phenomenal director. And, like, the messages that he wanted to pass are just, like, timeless messages. So, yeah.
Okay, for me, John Singleton.
Hell
yeah.
Yeah, I actually got to... Because, you know, he went to USC, so I actually recently went to his... He has, like, a whole... In California, at USC, they have, like, a whole display of all the work that he did and how important it was, and I didn't know, you know? So I went in there, I was like, oh, okay, like, this is for real, you know? Like, he really actually changed the way not only that we saw cinema, but we also the way we saw ourselves. And I also want to give a shout-out to you, Wes, because,
yeah.
like, I got to see his piece yesterday, and I was telling him before this, and I'm dead serious, is that, you know... To be able to accomplish what you did with what you had and how you're standing 10 toes down and saying, y'all need to see this, y'all need to support this because more of this needs to be happening is inspiring by any stretch of the imagination.
Thank you.
And
thank
I walked you. Away feeling inspired. I know all y'all gonna feel the same way when you see
yeah.
it.
Yeah.
Thank you.
If you didn't know, like, we were just supposed to be here doing our podcast, and Wes was gonna be our guest regardless, but then we did a screening for his brand new film.
Vigilante.
Oh,
wait, hold on. Why you say his film like you're not the star? You're not the star.
Y'all film. Also in. Yeah.
The fact that we did the screening yesterday and it got such a great reception, the fact that we get to do a encore screening for it today, right after we're done with the podcast. So you guys would be the only third people in the world to actually see this film. So I'm really excited for you guys to check it out.
Yeah.
Yeah,
it's,
man.
It's a good time. It's completely worth it.
Let's talk about some iconic films by black directors. Which film do you think is the most influential, and what makes it stand out in cinematic history?
Me?
Yeah.
I mean, so for me, I actually have like a mixed relationship with this particular film. And I know I'm about to, I always have a hot take. So here we go.
He annoying. Y'all get ready for it. Go ahead.
No. So like, first and foremost, like, I'm going to talk about Black Panther. And the reason I'm going to talk about Black Panther is that it means two different things to me. You know, Black Panther, for the culture, was an absolute just, like, y'all remember, like, people was dressing up. We was all talking about it. It's what we talked about. It's like, everywhere you went, that's what we had to talk about. You go, like, it's just Wakanda Forever. It changed the way that we saw the Marvel Cinematic Universe and saw ourselves in it for the first time, which we're all, I assume most of us, or almost anybody who likes any form of nerdy stuff, loves the Marvel Cinematic Universe. And then we finally got our moment. And we got it. You know, but that movie also hurt me, you know, because the action scenes were not what they needed to be. Like, at the end of the movie, are you
kidding me?
See, I knew. I'm just saying. I knew somebody was going to say
that
to me.
Blur
so the thing, I'm
That's
look.
That's crazy.
I said it's going to be a hot take. And the thing is, all I'll say is this, is that that movie was incredible for the way that it portrayed Africa, for the way it portrayed black folk, for the way it portrayed the relationship between black Americans and Africans. I believe it was amazing in the way that it was shot, behind the camera, in front of the camera. Everything about it was blackity black. It was amazing. I loved it. The VFX of the last fight hurt my soul. I don't care what anybody, like, the thing is, y'all can be over here judging me, and she's going to make some, look, you can make some noise.
I was going to wait.
Go back and watch that last fight between, you know, Killmonger and Black Panther, and tell me how that stacks up against any other Marvel fight
ever. You're
talking about the train? Yeah. You know what I'm talking about? Okay. When they're like cartoon characters? So either way, the reason I said that is I think that that was a huge deal for the generation that's coming up. You know, it's like when they're going to be in 10, 15, 20 years from now, when people are talking about like what got me started, what inspired me to be a part of this, I think that is what's doing it. You know, and then like, and then there's the Jordan Peele stuff that came and all that kind of stuff, which I know you'll talk about. But for me, that movie, I think, is like what is creating what's next. And I love it for that. I just have to give my note. I always will give is that I just wish the action scenes would have been on par with the live action scenes in that movie.
All right.
Okay.
Roxy?
Well, first of all.
Here we go.
Boo this man. Because.
Yes, do that.
Boo! Hiss!
Y'all are always Team Roxy. All right.
Hey, I'm Team Roxy.
I don't even want to ask if anybody's team me, but go ahead.
Anybody team Brennan?
Yeah.
I appreciate he the coughed. Almost.
I saw him cough. It's someone. We have to do this with a live audience every time. This is fucking great.
Yes.
You don't care about my feelings
at all.
Well, no, I mean, none of y'all do.
So
thank you.
So the question was the movie Rocks, that the, we yes. feel like revolutionized.
Which film do you think is the most influential and what makes it stand out in cinematic history from a black director?
Okay, I'm going to go Do the Right Thing, Spike Lee.
Make right? some noise.
Yeah, I feel like that movie was the movie that got people looking at black cinema. Like a lot of people that weren't necessarily watching, because that was what, his third? That wasn't his first movie. That was like, wait, second? Third? Second? Okay, what was the first one? School Days? She Gotta Have It! Freaky-ass movie. But I feel like that was the one, like, because what he was talking about, like, how it looks. Like, I saw, it like, a remastered version of it, and they took out, they, like, fucked up some of the coloration, but, like, it looks hot. You could feel the racial tension in that movie, and it's just, I don't know, just good as fuck. You know what I mean?
Man, you and the cussing.
Oh, good as gosh darn tootin'.
Wes, what about you, man?
For me, cinema for me is just it was a different experience because where I grew up, you know, I grew up in Okinawa, Japan. So
how old were you when you moved here?
I moved here when I was 18.
18?
Yeah.
Oh, so you're fully fluent in Japanese?
No.
Wait, what?
No, I was a class clown growing up, and it was like, learn Japanese? No, I'm trying to make people laugh and chase girls, so... Yeah, right. Missed opportunity, you know?
But, man.
You know, as a kid, that's what you do. But for me, I don't know about the world, but the films that impacted me were like Power Rangers and Meteor Man. And I was like, that's what I want to do. I want to make something like that, or I want to be in something like that. And, you know, just through my work over the years, I've been kind of creating things like that this whole time. So Vigilante is kind of like the amalgamation of everything that I've learned as a filmmaker poured into that dream.
There it is. There it is, man. Wrap it up.
Thanks for clapping for him, guys.
Thank you, guys.
So we're going to try to move this as quickly as we can because we do have to be on time, of course, for the screening of Vigilante. So we're going to make this one very quickly, and it's going to be a fun question. Black directors have often made guest appearances or cameo roles in their films. Which guest appearance or cameo was the most surprising or entertaining for you, and why?
Okay, I got one. I don't. It's not really a cameo. So I saw a commercial recently. I think for, was it Fiat? And it had Spike Lee and homie from...
Giancarlo Esposito.
Oh, he fine as hell. Yeah, and I was like, I never thought... Oh, right? Okay. Would? Absolutely. But I saw that commercial and I just thought that was so cool. Like, who would have thought that they would be in a car commercial and I would smash in the car? But yeah, I just, that was dope.
In the Fiat?
You can,
that's a good question. In the
Fiat?
All this in the Fiat.
Pop trunk.
I didn't know this podcast was like this.
It's normally not. I promise you. But we're in Roxy Hayes' arena. She's with her phone.
Yeah,
this is how it's going to be.
I'm looser today.
I see.
What about you, Wes? Is there any?
You know, I don't have one right now. I don't.
Okay. Brandon, what about you, brother?
I mean, I don't want to be like Wes. I'm over here thinking like the only one. I have a partial one. Because just so you guys know, we didn't know the questions before we started this. So we're just getting hit with them live. The only one I could think about is a non-black director, which I just thought was really weird. What's his name? The guy was like, he's like licking the stripper's feet in the movie.
Quentin Tarantino.
His freaky ass.
Bruh, he'd be in a movie. So, all right, so we're going to have a guy licking the stripper's foot. Yeah, I'll do that.
Do it.
Say less. Got it. No, three more takes.
For me, it's F. Gary Gray and Friday.
Yeah.
I thought it was such a great little moment for him and for him and Ezell to go back and forth in the liquor store. Yes. That's the one for me for sure.
Yeah,
man.
That's dope.
Look, we obviously got into all of this stuff, man, and this is great to be able to have these conversations for sure. And if you want to hear more just like this, you guys can check us out on How to Nerd Podcast across all socials. We do got to start this right now. So, Wes, yeah. This is your project. Yes. You directed this. Please lead us into yes. checking out Vigilante.
Guys, imagine a world where heroes pass over underprivileged neighborhoods. You have powers, but you don't have a license to use your powers. Vigilante.
Let's go.
All right, let's get it.
Mic check, mic check.
Cleo Thomas, ladies and gentlemen. One more time.
Yeah, give it up for Cleo. Give it up for Wes.
Give it
everybody.
Up to Wes.
Wes. We don't got a lot of time. We really don't. But Wes, if you want to speak to the crowd, man, let them know how you feel.
Yeah.
You're in the reaction third time. You get a chance to watch with an audience.
Yes. You guys are the third people in the world to see this film. So thank you guys for staying and watching it.
What y'all think?
Yeah, what you guys think?
Yeah. Cleo's a fucking villain. That was crazy.
Yeah, you can hear somebody yell, damn, Cleo. That was crazy.
His ass.
I'm super appreciative to be able to show this at BlurredCon. You know, this is, like I said, this is everything I've learned as a filmmaker over the past 17 years. And the fact that Cleo's starring in it just gives it the seasoning that it needs. So for you guys, how you can help is just talk about it. You know, we want to make more of things like this. This is an independently funded film. It costs us $40,000 to make, you know?
That's insane.
Yeah.
That is insane.
Yeah. My younger brother wrote it. His brother worked on it. My editor, his brother did the theme song. If you guys know Apollo Fresh, he did JoJo Pros. He did the theme song for this, Vigilante, with Flash Garments. And we're just trying to get it out there, you know? So we're going to hit different festivals, different cons. And hopefully soon, you know, maybe we'll do a Kickstarter and try to get it crowdfunded so we could do more. But this is just kind of a sample of the universe, the VCU. Shout out to our people at Blur's Eye View, the VCU that we're trying to create.
Hey,
the
give it up.
Cinematic universe. So, yeah. Cleo?
Very grateful for the opportunity. Me and Wes have known each other for years. And when the opportunity came in, he called and said, yo, I got it. Because we have been talking about working together for so long. And as soon as I read the script, I was in. And then we sat and we talked for hours about some of the things that, you know, Jason could be going through to see them, you know, be put on screen. That way they could be actually seen on the actual camera. Like, they can be captured, those moments. So I'm very grateful. And for the reactions that I heard, I'm like, okay, job well done. Job well done. For sure, for sure.
Yeah, bro, you a savage.
He a pimp on that man a little bitch.
He did.
It's crazy. Port,
people more crazy. Important in my life than you.
Oh,
whoo!
Yeah, that hit,
didn't
cold, it? Cold piece.
Cold
that line
piece,
hurt.
Man.
That line hurt me. I was like, I feel like he's talking to me.
He loved us.
Make sure you guys follow Vigilante, the film, on all social media platforms.
Yes.
To see some great BTS, to hear some updates about the project. Is Vigilante at Vigilante the film yep. on all social media platforms?
Yes.
And this whole. Us getting up here together, man, was to celebrate Black directors, and I think it's an amazing opportunity to do that here at BlurredCon, to sit with an amazing Black director
yes.
who has so many great concepts. Make
Get
some noise
for Wes!
For
yes.
Wes, another name that will be added to, I mean, very notable Black directors. So we're going to see Spike Lee, Ava DuVernay, Ryan Coogler, John Singleton, Barry Jenkins, Jordan Peele, Steve McQueen, F. Gary Gray, Gina Price, Bythewood? By the Wood, Dee Reese, Antoine Fuqua, Tyler Perry, Boots Riley, Ernest Dickerson. There is so many incredible Black directors out there, man, and that's just the very beginning of what we intend to see for the future. Roxy, anything else you want to say to your arena? This is your arena.
I love that you can say stop.
This is your arena.
Stop. Well, first of all, I want to say thank you so much for Wes
Absolutely.
For coming on. Like, that shit was fire.
Yes.
And I can't wait to see more of this and what else you're working on and stuff like that. Cleo is an amazing actor. You know, I don't like to compliment him, but no, that was great to see. Really loved it. You're still bald. But no, it's amazing. Like, I think people, we were talking yesterday at the screening, like, just support, watch the film. When you see people creating these things, like, the best thing that you can do is, like, talk about it, comment, share, like, tell other people, get other people engaged. Like, if this is the kind of stuff that you want to see, like, let people know. You got to tell people about it because it's, you know, it's hard for people to get their stuff out there. So shout out to Wes again. Like, that, it was an amazing, it was really good.
Thank you.
I'm glazing him right now, but it was great. Yeah, thank y'all for, wait, no, Brennan. Who's close?
Brennan.
He's doing
stuff. No, the only thing I want to, don't touch me with those hands. Why are you always touching me? No, so I want to really thank you guys for being here with us today. Like we said, this is How to Nerd Podcast. If you don't know what it's about, the coolest thing about our podcast is it's an entry level for nerddom. And we, every episode, we cover something different. Like, we did an episode on WWE. I ain't never seen wrestling before, so I was educated. We do anime, like any kind of nerd topic that you can, you know, think of. We cover it from, you know, beginning to end. Like, we're just like, hey, this is how you get into it. This is what it is. This is how we do it. Today, you guys saw us talk about black directors. You know, the three hosts is Cleo, absolutely incredible, Roxy, and myself. So you guys check it out on everything, and we'd love to have you guys. And our Patreon also helps us determine what things we talk about. So join that and pull up.
Yeah. Thank you so much, BlurCon 2024. Yeah! Make some noise for yourself.
Yes.
Thank you, guys.
Thank you, guys. Thank you. Oh, and last thing, there is a comedy show at 5. So I will be on the comedy show in here. So come, I don't know what's after this. So you can just stay up in here all day if you want. Peace!
Peace!